The latest state financial disclosure reports show that the Utah Democratic Party has a lot more money than the Utah GOP. KUER's Brian Grimmett reports on what the difference could mean for the upcoming election.
This year, the Utah Democratic Party has accepted $282,000 into their state account, compared to the $213,000 the Utah Republican Party has received. Of that money, the Democrats still have $203,000 on hand, while the Republicans only have $18,000. Tim Chambliss is with the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah. He says that kind of difference could at least have an influence on some of the more competitive races.
You have to have money to be able to generate a successful campaign, to get out the vote, get your voters out, to also be seen as viable in the eyes of the voting public. Money is essential.
Utah Democratic Party Executive Director Matt Lyons says trying to get people out to vote, especially in the 4th Congressional District race between Republican Mia Love and Democrat Doug Owens, is what they will spend most of their money on.
If we can get a voter registered not to vote, it makes a difference for everybody. And it can make a big difference, especially when you're looking at elections like the 4th Congressional District that was won and lost by 700 votes. You know, if we're able to get to our goal, you know, of like 20,000 new voters, and a lot of them coming from the 4th Congressional District, that means that that margin is not going to be 700 votes, it's going to be 10,000 votes.
But Chambliss also warns that disclosure reports are like looking in the rearview mirror and don't indicate much about what will happen in the future. He also says statewide political parties don't really have the influence they once had.
Increasingly what we've seen is that candidates will have the primary role to raise money for their own individual campaigns, and that each election, we almost have to look at each election as case by case, candidate by candidate.
The next disclosure reports are due by September 2nd. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.